Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, welcome to the RotoWire Soccer DraftKings EPL Strategies podcast here. I am AJ Scholes filling in for Adam Zdrojek, who I believe is off on a beach sunning himself somewhere. So good for him. Maybe he won't look so pale on future versions of the podcast here. I'm joined by Ryan Belongi, as always, in here for his expertise. Ryan, how are we doing today?
Doing good. You know, we've had 2 weeks off, international break, some big results right before the break too. I know Jordan had a nice day, won another King of the Pitch ticket. I had a nice day on the last slate, won a King of the Pitch ticket, took first place in the tournament. So yeah, we got some momentum heading into this slate. We'll see if we can break it down for everybody. I think it's a tougher slate than most of the ones we've had recently. Five games, Man City is the biggest favorite, highest implied goal total. But we also have Chelsea at home to Brentford's big favorite implied goal total of 2. So, you know, normally these Manchester City slates are kind of annoying because you don't know which guy to pick. Chelsea slates are the same way. So now we have both these teams on the slate, which makes it even tougher. And there's other good spots also. After that, Brighton are the next biggest favorites. Pretty decent size favorite at home against Norwich and a 1.8 implied goal total. Some cheap prices on the Brighton guys, so they're an option too. And then Leeds Southampton, which has just about the highest total on the slate. And players like Rafinha and Ward-Prowse and some other guys that, you know, we normally like rostering. So there's a lot of options. And then the fifth game I should mention is Wolves at home to Villa. Definitely the least appealing game, but still maybe some players we can target for tournaments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking before we got started here to have, you know, three teams on the slate with, you know, greater than 60%, you know, win probability here. We've got the odds report up here from the cheat sheet. Definitely want to go to rotowire.com, check that out here. And then the other thing I noticed too, like, look, we'll give Brighton the 0.001 that the cheat sheet isn't in. So we'll call three teams with, you know, 50% or greater chance for a clean sheet. So definitely a bit of a unique slate here, I think. And, you know, before we get into some of your recommendations, I just want to throw a quick nod to your article is up on RotoWire already this morning. DraftKings Fantasy Soccer Saturday EPL picks. You can get all of Ryan's breakdown there and maybe help you cash yourself. I definitely am going to be leaning on that heavily myself here to see what you got here. I'll just dive us in, man.
Yeah, that was
a great breakdown. let's take a look at some of these forwards. You know, I got the anytime goal scorer odds. Mihira is coming in 11K, but you know, odds 105 is the player line here. I mean, that's pretty fantastic odds to get a goal. Is it worth paying up on this slate right away to get him just because he is the number one, you know, projected guy to score a goal?
Yeah. That's a tough one. Like initially I would lean no. So first off, like if all the salaries were equal, Mahrez would, you know, be the first forward in my lineup. I mean, he projects the best, splitting set pieces for City, taking penalty kicks. He's been in great form, scoring a lot of goals. He has a high floor besides the set pieces as well. City's in a good spot away to Burnley. Should be goals in that game. But 11K is just a lot on this slate when we might not have much value, and when there's also other decent options on these top teams. I don't think like there's necessarily a definitive answer. I don't think he's a must though. There's some other forwards that are worth playing, and like he's by far the most expensive. So just below that, Rafinha. Now he depends a little bit on whether Harrison is in. Harrison's been taking most of the corners over Rafinha since Jesse Marsh got appointed manager. So I think if Harrison starts, you probably forget about Rafinha in cash games. It just doesn't make sense. But if Harrison's not in, then yeah, it's the same old Rafinha that we've rostered the whole year. He looked great last game. Leeds has looked a little better. Rafinha was unlucky not to score. He hit the crossbar a couple times. Still had a great game. So then lower than that, I think the next guy you look at is Phil Foden. $3,000 difference between him and Mahrez seems too big to me. Foden has been taking just about as many corners as Mahrez. Now he doesn't have as high of a floor as Mahrez, and obviously not as good of goal scoring odds either. But I still think you could use that $3,000 salary difference and still get some exposure to Man City. So I lean probably starting with Foden, but those other two guys are in play. Like it depends what you do at the other positions. We'll talk about that when we get there. But if there's enough value to afford, Mahrez, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you kind of mentioned it off the top, you know, most of these slates, it's kind of hard to pick which Man City guy you go with. Seems like inevitably, you know, I'll try to save money and go Bernardo Silva. And then, you know, of course, Foden or Mahrez will score. Then the next week I'll pay up for them. And one of the, you know, then that's Silva's week to score. So definitely a little bit tricky there. And as you said, with so many more options here with the other big games outside of, you know, we've been talking a little bit City heavy here. You mentioned Rafinha. Is there anybody from Chelsea in the forward spot that you like, you know, kind of here at the top of the range? Obviously, if you're a Team USA homer like I am, Christian Pulisic, you know, offers some intrigue just from a fan side of it at 7,300 here. But obviously, Kai Havertz at 82, probably, you know, maybe the better option. What's your take on maybe some of the Chelsea or non-Man City guys?
Yeah, I really like the Chelsea guys for tournaments. I don't think you don't consider any of them for cash games just because there's really, really not a floor for any of them. But they're pretty good price tags for this home spot against Brentford where there should be goals. Havertz, you know, he's priced up because he's been the hottest forward for Chelsea, I guess. 4 goals in his last 3 just in the league. He's scoring in the Champs League as well. And So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that he's the most expensive. But I think I have more interest in the cheaper guys. Yeah, Pulisic, love him for tournaments. Lukaku, too. That's just a cheap price tag. I'd be willing to take a chance. Timo Werner, the cheapest of all of them. I think he's a good tournament play just for 6,100. So, yeah, I like these Chelsea guys, and I think they won't be like that popular or as popular as they would be on a different slate at those price tags, just because people will, you know, look to Manchester City and even Brighton and maybe that Leeds Southampton game. So yeah, it's good prices on a lot of these Chelsea guys. So I think they're good tournament plays. For cash, looking a little cheaper, I think people will look at Pascal Gross. People probably know that I'm not really a Pascal Gross guy, but, you know, this is a really good spot, at least on paper, at home against Norwich. So, you know, we've seen him have one really good game recently. Like, I think he's decent for cash games. He's still taking most of Brighton's set pieces, but I won't play him in tournaments. There's other good options down here.
Yeah, I mean, you look a little bit, I pull back up to the goal scoring odds, and it's actually, Mape here for Brighton that comes in number two, and he's just 5,800. You have to imagine that, you know, with that price tag, going to be pretty heavily owned on that slate. So maybe there's some other options that you like in that kind of lower price range if you're trying to get different look there, or is he the guy? Does he make sense to use?
Well, I think it could be both. It could be both things So first of all, yeah, I really like Mopai. That's just way too cheap for those goal scoring odds. He should be 7K. So like he's at least 1K too cheap. Now, Brighton have not been playing well. They've not been scoring many goals. But, you know, this is a good spot. Just look at the odds. I mean, of course, you can fade them. You know, like, they haven't been scoring. So, but yeah, to answer your question, I like Mopai. He's too cheap. But I do like other guys in this range, too. The other side of that game, Rajitska, 5,900. If Gilmore isn't in, then he would take the set pieces, and it's not that bad of a matchup for Norwich. You know, Brighton have been struggling, so I think he's all right. And then, you know, in the same game, just Mopai is likely to start up top with Trossard. They're both the same price, so, and you know, there's going to be a pretty big difference in ownership. 2 weeks ago on that slate that I won, Michael Antonio was 6,400 and he was very popular. I think he was 40 some percent owned. Benrahma started alongside him for the same price, 6,400, and he was like 4% owned. And, you know, it ended up Benrahma that was the highest scoring of all the cheap forwards. He was the key to the slate. So, you know, that's sort of a similar situation. I don't think the gap in ownership will be that big, but still some decent leverage. There's other guys down here too. Danny James starting up top for Leeds. He's actually got a decent floor, seems to always play 90 minutes. Patrick Bamford's still out. So I don't mind that. Let's see. Yeah. And then this Wolves Villa game. You know, it's definitely the worst target, I would say, of the five games. It has the lowest total. You know, Wolves kind of struggle to score. Villa have sort of been struggling to score. But everyone's cheap. At least the goal scorers are cheap. So I think they're okay for tournaments. Wolves have Jimenez out, so Heechan and Silva are both cheap. Ollie Watkins, 5,400 for Villa. I mean, any of these forwards can always, you know, score a brace. And, you know, that's the type of thing you need to win one of these slates. So I think all these guys are okay for tournaments. But yeah, Mopai is the best option, in my opinion. You know, those goal scoring odds are just, are just too good for that price tag. And then if Gilmore is not in, like I said, Rashitska is probably the decent cash game option.
Yeah. So what you mentioned about Brighton not really scoring goals, just one in their last six. So figured, toss that in there. So yeah, mm-hmm. Interesting to see them, as heavily favored there, kind of considering that. But again, for those top teams, they do have the lowest implied goal total at 1.82. A lot of that win, I think, goes to the other side. Norwich 0.75 as the implied goal total there. So really a lot lower. Look, I'll throw it out there. I'm always a fan of, roster flexibility here. Of the guys that we have projected to start on RotoWire that fit that forward spot, the lowest prices are Josh Sargent, Wout Weghorst, and Fabio Silva, all coming in under 5K. Is there any value in those three guys, or are we just getting too crazy there to look so low?
I think Fabio Silva for 4,900. I think he makes sense for tournaments. Definitely starts in the number nine role, in place of Jimenez. He could definitely show up with a goal. And then I don't mind Josh Sargent. 3,700 is really cheap. And, rostering him, you can roster a couple Man City players. You could roster him, with Ward-Prowse, Rafinha. I mean, Chelsea guys, there's a lot to spend up for. So you're going to have to save somewhere. I don't mind going to a guy like Sargent. No, not at all.
Well, speaking of spending up, let's reverse course. We'll take a look at the midfielders. They've given us some flexibility depending on what you do. Mahrez, Rafinha, Sterling, all those dual eligible spots. But in terms of strictly midfield options at the top of the price range here, we've got Kevin De Bruyne, 10K, James Ward-Prowse at 95. Mason Mount at 88, Philip Coutinho at 86. Is there one of those that stands out? Do we go back to Man City and use De Bruyne, or would you rather save a little bit? I mean, you're talking 1,200 between him and maybe Mason Mount for Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's tough because they're all good options.
Bad choices if you had an unlimited pool, right?
yeah. Unlimited money. I pretty much always side with De Bruyne, and it's a pretty good spot here. I just feel safest with De Bruyne. Ward-Prowse probably has a little bit higher floor. He's just been sending in so many crosses, 19 last game, 14, 15. He's been scoring some goals too with penalty kicks and free kicks. So, Ward-Prowse makes a lot of sense too. I think I lean KDB just because he's been a bit more attacking lately. He's been shooting more. He's been scoring more goals from open play. And in general, he's just a more attacking player than Ward-Prowse, more likely to get a goal or an assist. So for me, it's probably always going to be KDB. You might be able to afford two of these midfielders, though, and you probably want two of them for cash games. Ward-Prowse, good option, 9,500. We seem to always have this talk about Ward-Prowse. I tend to not play him in tournaments. I mean, sometimes, but in these spots, I tend to lean towards the Chelsea or City guys, but it hasn't necessarily been working out. I mean, we've seen Ward-Prowse hit a lot of ceilings, but I don't think 12, 13, even 15, it's probably not going to be enough most times on a five game slate. So I do like the Chelsea guys then for tournaments. They're cheaper as well. Ziyech, I'd probably prefer Ziyech just because he's cheaper. But Mount's fine too. If they both start, that's kind of the nightmare scenario. That happened last slate. Both of them started. They split set pieces. Mount got subbed off early. like you just have to play a guessing game when both of them start, and also their floor is a little bit lower when they're in together. So I wouldn't have quite as much interest then. But yeah, I mean, so,
do you pick one or do you just fade both if they're both in the starting 11 here?
For me, like if you still want some, you know, obviously you can do whatever you want. I would probably still want some exposure. So if you're asking me to make a pick, I'd probably side with Ziyech just because he's 400 cheaper. I know he's going to take set pieces and he's been in good form and, you know, playing 90 minutes, even 3 goals in his last four. I mean, obviously you can make the case for Mount too, but I'd probably gamble on Ziyech if I had to pick just one.
For sure. For sure. No, I have generally, when they've been in, I kind of faded both of them. And that's certainly an option with this slate because you do have other teams. But I tend to agree with you here. I do think you probably want to get a share in there somehow.
If I was playing multiple lineups, like if I'm playing multiple lineups in a tournament, then yeah, I'll want some. But if, you know, if you're just playing one lineup or if I'm just playing one lineup, then yeah, I'll fade both. I don't mind fading both then. Like you said, there's plenty of other options. So don't need to force Chelsea in there.
Sure. No, absolutely. That's a great addition for some of us out here who might just be single lineup players. But yeah, obviously if you're going to play multiple, why not use one in each, one in the other? Do you do both? I mean, in a lineup too, especially when you're doing multiple, or is that just too much money to spend up on both of them?
I won't do both, but there are scenarios where both of them can be on the tournament winner. I mean, it's a strategy that maybe I use it less than other people, but Chelsea can go out and win this game 5-0. It's not going to shock anybody. And it's also not going to shock anybody if Man City score one goal and if Brighton struggle again. So then Chelsea stacks would win you all the money. And, you know, if the front three is Ziyech, Mount, and, you know, whoever, Havertz, Pulisic, doesn't matter. They're all, like, relatively cheap. They can all score a goal. So, yeah, I could see myself doing it in a tournament. I think it's okay, actually, now that I talked through it. Yeah, they're cheap enough.
I talked you into it, or let you talk yourself into it.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it, especially because one of them's likely to play 90 minutes. So, you know, the one who gets subbed, you know, he scores in the first half, then it's fine. He gets subbed, and the other guy plays 90 minutes and scores at the end. Like, it's very possible.
Absolutely. So let's move away maybe from Chelsea and Man City a little bit. Again, all the reason to talk about them, but what about some other options, maybe cheaper options or just, you know, Brighton options, somebody not on our top two guys here or two teams.
Okay. Here. Yeah. Jack Harrison is an option. I would say for tournaments, I don't think you can spend that money for cash games on Leeds, but Harrison's been taking set pieces. He scored last game, 8 crosses. But you know, his minutes aren't safe. You know, that game, that was when Rafinha was out and he hasn't been playing 90 minutes before that. But I think he's fine for tournaments. Brighton guys. Yeah. McAllister, 6,600. If Gross wasn't in the lineup, I think McAllister would be a great play in this spot. With Gross in the lineup, McAllister probably doesn't take set pieces. So just a tournament option, you know, still has open play upside with Brighton in a good spot. And then, yeah, we got to go back to City for a second because Grealish is here, 6,300. His price tag just keeps falling. And, you know, pretty much every week we say, Grealish is a good play. You know, he's too cheap. We were saying that when he was 8K. We were saying that when he was 7,500, 7K. Now 6,300 in this spot. So, yeah, it seems way too cheap. But on the other hand, he has two goals this season in 19 games. In the last five starts, he has scored 10 points just once. And he's played 90 minutes in all those games. So this isn't Grealish, you know, this isn't Aston Villa Grealish, but, you know, it's still a guy playing in the front three for Manchester City for 6,300. You know, I still think he's a pretty good option, but if you go by recent evidence, maybe not.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, speaking of Aston Villa here, I know I've looked at John McGinn, especially looking at his recent numbers, but it does seem like Luca Dean's going to be back. I assume that kind of really, you know, obviously that's going to hurt McGinn's value at 6,100. Probably too much without with Dean taking some of those set pieces. Is there somebody else from Villa that's worth using here in this slate or?
So McGinn, he is very set piece dependent, or his viability from a fantasy perspective. If Dina's back in there, then yeah, he probably doesn't take many, if any, set pieces. But with Dina out, you know, we saw 10 crosses last game, upside for 10 crosses again. So he becomes an okay option with Dina out. With Dina in, like you said, yeah, just no way, not at that price tag. As far as other options, that game's just not very appealing. But, you know, I never mind Jacob Ramsey. Continues to show up with goals. He's now got 6 this year. But no, still not like I'm not going out of my way to target these Villa midfielders. They're cheap, but that game just like we mentioned, it's just the least appealing of these games. Don't really want to waste a spot. For maybe cheaper. Let's go a little cheaper. So 3,300 just all the way down. Trincao, I don't think he's in our projected lineup, but I've seen him in some other ones. He came off the bench and looked great 2 weeks ago against Leeds. He had a goal and an assist. With Jimenez out, like, I don't see how Trincao doesn't get a start here after coming on to score an assist. So even though that Wolves Villa game doesn't look the greatest for 3,300, I would definitely have interest in Trincao because, you know, it would just make it really easy to play a few of those expensive guys we talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. To confirm what you're saying, we do not currently have them in the expected lineups, but we'll obviously be tweaking those throughout the day here as we head into tomorrow. Updates with various injury news and all that. So again, just a quick plug, check out rotowire.com for all the latest player news as we get that out to you and what that may or may not mean for those expected lineups. Well, let's head on to the back line here. We'll switch over to defenders. I fortunately can fancy dancy make this player stats list just show defenders here. And at that point, you'll see, you know, Cancelo at 66, Marcos Alonso at 59, Tariq Lamptey at 57 as our top guys. Again, we didn't originally have Luca Dean here in the expected lineup. He's 5,500, but all signs do point to him potentially starting. And we'll probably update that throughout, you know, later in the day here. Of those four guys, just right off the top there, is there a spot worth paying up? Is there one you like more than the other? What's your thought here, Ryan?
Yeah. It's not a slate where I don't think any of these defenders are like the greatest options. It's another thing that makes this slate tougher. Usually you can kind of single out the one or two best defensive options, and they're like good options that you want to play here. Let's get into it. So Cancelo, I like Cancelo the most for tournaments. I think Jordan would say that he's not a cash game consideration, and I would probably agree with him because it's a lot to spend and you need that money. But I like Cancelo a lot for tournaments. I think he, even without set pieces, he has the highest floor and probably the most upside too, unless Marcus Alonso starts. Now, Marcus Alonso hasn't been starting, but if he did start on the wing, I think he'd be a decent option. And if he started without Hakim Ziyech, I think I'd be looking to roster him because he'd probably take a few set pieces too. So the news that Lucas Digne is probably going to start, you know, he's probably who you would say is like the best cash game option. You know, we have other defenders here that take set pieces, like 8-8 Nori for Wolves, 5,300. But, you know, you can just look at his log. He never scores more than 7 points. So, I mean, it's not a priority. Stuart Dallas has been splitting sets for Leeds. I mean, he's been struggling to even get 5 points. So, I mean, these guys might have sets, but I'm not like rushing to get them in my lineup. It makes like Digne stand out over them if you're looking for a set piece defender. But I just, yeah, I like Cancelo better than all of those guys, at least for tournaments. It's a weird slate for defender because normally I like to spend up, but I'm thinking about spending down on this slate. I just don't see that much opportunity cost.
Are we spending down kind of in a middle price range with,
you know? Yeah. The spend down options like don't seem that great either. It'll depend on lineups. Malang Sarr is who I put in the article, 3,900. He's been playing left back for Chelsea, but you know, he hasn't really been doing much and he's been getting subbed early, but still a decent price for Chelsea's clean sheet odds. And, you know, there's always an outside chance that a Chelsea fullback can pick up an assist. So I don't mind Sarr. Norwich, I think I don't see it marked yet, but I think Brandon Williams is out for Norwich and Max Aarons is out for Norwich. So Giannoulis 3,400 seems pretty decent. You know, he hasn't been playing much, but if you look when he's played 90 minutes, he's done pretty well. And the matchup against Brighton isn't that bad. So 3,400 seems okay. So I don't mind him. You can go to a center back if you want. I mentioned Rudiger. I don't mind Rudiger. 3,600, good clean sheet odds. Good, you know, decent chance at a goal. Decent chance for a center back, I should say. Yeah, lower than that, I don't know. Is there anybody, I mean, anybody stand out to you? Maybe not even lower than that. In the mid-range, I mean, it's a tough slate for defender.
Yeah. I do tend to, you know, I'm guilty of clean sheet chasing. I mean, looking at the top three teams here, if you really want to get nuts, Lewis Dunk, 3,300 for Brighton. They've got decent odds. You mentioned, you know, Rudiger, Veltman and Thiago Silva both come in at 3,800. John Stones at 4K. Those are like the cheapest defenders on those top three teams that we mentioned off the top in terms of, you know, greater 50% or greater clean sheet percentage here. So I might throw one of them in. Again, you know, I'm all about the roster flexibility, spend down in some places so I can spend up in others. So that's kind of where I tend to go. And yeah, I did want to follow up where I confirm we're in the process here. But you know, Max Aarons and Williams, who you mentioned, are both expected to be out. We're still getting those updated on the site right now. So they'll be up, you know, shortly after we get done here. So, good grab on that those guys will be out. And I should mention as well, another one there, we did kind of talk about Josh Sargent up at the top. They're checking him out for an ankle issue. Hasn't been ruled out, hasn't been ruled in. So definitely one that you'll want to keep an eye on. Again, rotowire.com for all that latest player news. Any other, you know, defensive or other options that you want to touch on here?
Yeah, I guess in the mid-range, Southampton fullbacks have been okay, and they're a decent price. Perot, 4,100. Livermento, 44. I guess they're okay options. But yeah, no, that's really it. I guess, you know, Reece James out, Azpilicueta for 4,800 on the right. You know, it depends what their formation is. Chelsea have sort of been going back and forth between four at the back and five at the back. Azpilicueta on the right wing seems like a decent option. Home against Brentford. So just check for the formation.
Absolutely. Well, we'll dive into the keepers here. You know, for me, my strategy has always kind of been to find, using the cheat sheet here, go with the guys that have decent chance of the clean sheet, but maybe not the top guy to kind of avoid that price tag. Obviously, Ederson is going to be up top at 5,900. You know, but if you wanted to go Brighton instead, you know, Sanchez here, 5,600 as an option as well. I guess let me start with that. I don't know if you and you've touched on this when you're doing stuff with Adam, but do you have a general goalkeeper strategy? I know Adam seems to like to try and find more the guy that'll take a lot of shots or face a lot of shots rather. I tend to be, like I said, with defenders, same with goalkeepers, clean sheet hunting without paying that top price tag. Any just kind of general strategy that you like to take with the keepers here?
Well, it's very slate dependent. I mean, I'll spend up if I can. Also just the slate size has a lot to do with it too. On smaller slates, the expensive goalkeepers, I tend to target them more on smaller slates because there's more likely to be a bigger difference between their score and the rest of the keeper's scores. On these five game slates, yeah, you know, so one of Ederson or Mendy or both is pretty likely to keep a clean sheet, you know, score 12, 14 points or something. But there's a lot of cheap keepers too, or mid-range keepers, and one of them is likely to score double digits too. So if there isn't value, you know, at midfield or defender, then I'll probably spend down at keeper to afford, you know, Kevin De Bruyne's, Mahrez, Ward-Prowse. So spend down at keeper if I need to, but if there's value, then you can pay up. As far as this specific slate, oh man, I mean, Sanchez for Brighton, that's just like strictly a game theory leverage play for tournaments because he's just priced way too closely for me to Mendy and Ederson. I know the clean sheet odds are similar, but I mean, for one, Sanchez, oh my, I mean, look at his game log. He's allowed multiple goals in six straight games. That's That's pretty crazy. I know it's Norwich, but yeah, I don't know. I couldn't trust it over Mendy or Ederson for tournaments. It seems fine.
I guess some of that, you know, as you said, it is a little slate dependent. Like when you're talking, okay, well, yeah, Sanchez, you know, he's only 300 less, right? To your point that he's right up there, 300 less than Ederson. At that point, is it worth it, right? If he was maybe 600 less than Ederson, I guess, you know, maybe it makes a bit of a difference there, for sure.
Like it's only worth it for leverage in tournaments. Like I don't mind it at all if you pair him with Lamptey. I didn't even mention Lamptey. Obviously he's got a lot of upside, depending on whether, you know, he starts in a back four or on the wing. I'd like him a lot if he started on the wing, now that DraftKings moved him back to defender. But just going back to goalkeeper, I don't mind Sanchez if you're pairing him with Brighton guys, you know, maybe Sanchez and a center back or Cucurella and a center back. Then it makes a lot of sense for tournaments. But, you know, if I'm building one lineup or for a cash game, yeah, there's just no way you could ever play him over Mendy or Ederson. Cheaper, though, I think one of the more popular will be Jose Sa at home against Villa. That game has the lowest total, and he's cheaper than both the keepers in the Leeds Southampton game who are priced above him. So it just makes sense. And Saz, you know, he's been sort of a popular option in these spots recently. And for the most part, he's done well. So people are probably just going to go back to Saz.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that might be, I think you probably convinced me on that one. And yeah, the fact that he is cheaper then those other two keepers is kind of clutch there. I mean, if you're looking for those saves, obviously I would expect, you know, Nick Pope to face plenty. But I'm not.
Yeah. No, I think targeting saves is fine though, too, on this slate. Pope against City or Raya against Chelsea. You can even play the Norwich keeper, but they're all just so cheap. Like, you know, let's say you're playing Mahrez and De Bruyne or Foden and De Bruyne in tournaments, then maybe you're fading Chelsea. So you can play the Brentford keeper in that case. If you're going to go heavy for Chelsea in tournaments and maybe fade Man City, then you can play Pope. That makes a lot of sense. And also, like, we see plenty of times those $3,500, $3,600 keepers, they can allow a goal or two. You know, pick up 7 or 8 saves, finish with 8 or 10 points and be on the winning lineup, no problem. You know, if one of those cheap keepers gets you 6 points even and Ederson and Mendy score 12, you know, that's not that bad. You can overcome that.
Yeah, a lot of options, I think, is the kind of theme of this slate. With those, you know, those big games and being a little potentially one-sided here. So I guess before we call it a show here, just anybody else that we didn't get to that you wanted to touch on, or have we pretty much covered everything here?
Yeah, let me see. You know, it's a big slate and there's a lot of options, like you mentioned. Yeah, you know, I didn't mention anyone from Burnley or anyone from Brentford, you know, as big underdogs. But, you know, I guess they're okay for tournaments. It's not somewhere I'm going to go when we have all these options. I didn't mention anyone on Southampton. You know, that game has the highest total, basically the same total as the City game. And Leeds still give up a lot of chances, still are conceding goals. The Southampton guys are cheap. You know, I just had El Yunusi on my winning lineups last week. He scored He's a decent price and no one's going to roster him. Their forwards too, Che Adams. And then Broja is one of those cheap guys I didn't mention. You could play two for 5,300. Yeah, I don't know. I think other than that, I think we covered it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I guess I will, I'll thank you for, you know, coming on with me here and doing most of the work. I just asked the questions here, but, appreciate you coming on again, filling in with Adam here or for Adam here. So, I'll toss this. We just got a question just came in. I'll toss it to you right away before we head out at, who gets biggest boost on Wolves with Jimenez out, comes from, Champ Grind is the username there. So Jimenez out, who would get the biggest boost for Wolves?
That's an interesting question. So, I mean, Jimenez is a straight number nine. So, you know, he doesn't have much of a floor, you know, he doesn't have much possession. The attack doesn't really flow through him. So I don't know if it will really change much as far as like a player that could benefit. I mean, it's whoever starts up top. It could be Heechan. Like if Heechan's in the number nine role, he's a much better play than when he starts with Jimenez. And as the second striker, he doesn't really do much. If it's Fabio Silva, then yeah, Fabio Silva will just play basically the Jimenez role. If as far as like a boost, yeah, I don't know. Like it, Podence or Trincao, whichever one of those guys start, I don't know. The only boost could be maybe Jimenez, like almost always plays 90 minutes. So maybe one of those guys doesn't get subbed. Instead, you know, it'd be Fabio Silva who gets subbed, something like that. But, you know, it's also possible that the Wolves team gets the opposite of a boost. You know, Jimenez is one of their best players. A lot of times the team plays worse when there's a, you know, a guy like Jimenez who they're used to having in there every game. You know, he links up to play well. He knows what they want to do. Fabio Silva can come in and, you know, the attack can really struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so in some ways, maybe Aston Villa is who gets the boost there. So great point there. So, well, then I guess I will say thanks again for coming on today with me, Ryan. As always, to check out Ryan's article over on rotowire.com, to check out our cheat sheets, go to rotowire.com/free, F-R-E-E. Set yourself up with a 10-day trial of the site and check it out. Subscriptions are really cost-effective if you want them to be. We have monthly, six-month, yearly. You can sign up. If you're just a soccer guy, you can sign up for soccer only with DFS tools and really pretty cost-effective on there. But don't do it without checking it out. Absolutely go and get yourself a 10-day trial first. Again, thanks, Ryan, for coming on here. And we'll be back. Adam should be back for next week, so you won't have to listen to me, and he can offer some more insights from there. And yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, AJ. Good luck, everybody.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.